Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fogg.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fogg. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Merry Christmas almost. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. That's KKGX Alternative Talk Radio. And then welcome to 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because that's KWXY. Music for like 50 years in the Coachella Valley. After we're through today, Nigel posts everything to my website. That would be joeyenglish.com surprise. And he also posted it to Facebook. And please friend me. Tell Santa I've been good. I know you're tired of hearing that, so is he. also, my Facebook page, I said that, didn't I? I want this 3 hours that we're together to be the best part of your day. We've got all those wonderful new changes, 5 days a week, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Sit back and relax. Here's Kathy Allison from
Desert Oasis Behavioral Health, or Desert Oasis Healthcare, I guess I should say.
Oh, call it, what should we call it?
I just call it DOHC.
Me too. But what, Desert Oasis Behavioral Health Clinic. Mm-hmm.
We have our own little office that's separate from the campus, so I guess that's why I'm excited.
Behavioral. Is that new?
No. Yeah. Well, couple years old now. Yeah.
What do you call yourself?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker, LCSW. And I do behavioral health evaluations and consults and therapy.
We need, you know, this is a whole industry that I know my grandmother knew nothing about. Mm. It's really, it's almost our go-to industry now before a lot of other things. Right. Maybe ministers filled this need back in the day.
I think hairdressers did.
Oh, and bartenders.
And nail salons and bartenders, yes. And when I first went into this field, I thought social workers just took kids away or did food stamps. I had no idea the depth of, and breadth of this. It's a great field.
And now it's so specialized.
Mm. Well, you can specialize in psychiatric care or medical social work or geriatric social work or children or foster care. So I've done quite a few different ones in my time. You get bored, try a new one.
And as your own life changes and progresses, and how many children do you have again?
I have four. And guess what? When they were young and in elementary school, I did school social work.
See?
To match the schedules.
Right? My minor in college, I had a couple of them. But my minor in college was child psychology. I can remember thinking, because now my kids are 56, 54, and 34.
No.
Didn't help a bit. You know, I thought I should have really paid more attention in that class. But sure it did. Of course it did. But I'm sure Hildegard or whatever the textbook was we had then, I'm sure they burned that and gone on to craziness. Okay, what are you thinking? What do you worry the most about us doing during the Christmas season?
I worry the most about staying in balance myself.
I thought you were going to say staying in bed.
Well,
and I thought, oh, what a good idea. Just pull the covers up over your head. Okay, let me start over. Number one, staying in balance.
Right. Because the holidays make you spend money, see people you don't necessarily want to see, do things you don't necessarily want to do, and other things you really do enjoy. I think we can get out of whack, out of balance.
Ah, that's an interesting one. You have to see people you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm. You didn't choose your family. You choose your friends.
Yes.
And so my kids always talk about they do Friendsgiving for Thanksgiving now on a different day than they do Thanksgiving with us. Isn't that something? I never heard that.
I don't think you told us that last month.
I don't think I remember.
Remember that. Next year.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving.
And then they'll do so
Thanksgiving's
they'll do that on
with the family.
Yeah,
but
on Thursday, but maybe on Friday they'll do Friendsgiving.
Friday for Friendsgiving. I love that.
And it's good because you can choose your friends. You can't choose your family.
That's right.
And I tell people you always love your family, but you may not like what they do.
That's right.
So
the Bible even says that. Mm-hmm. Honor your father and your mother that you will live long in the land and that you will live long in the land and prosper. It doesn't necessarily say love or like. It says honor.
And it doesn't say to honor your children either.
No.
That's what I tell my children.
What does the 31st Proverb say? That her children rise up and call her blessed. I should have that printed on T-shirts. Give it to them. Her children rise up and I've been trying to be a Proverbs woman. How old am I? 76 years.
There's a proverb every day. So on the first day of the month, read Proverb 1.
That's it. 31 Proverbs. And it's the 31st. That. Yes, exactly. I know what you're saying.
Except on February.
It's a math. Okay. We're learning from Kathy Allison.
We need to stay in balance. Mm-hmm. One sentence, three words, stay in balance. Stay in balance. Okay, now do it.
All right. So imagine you're going to go climbing up on a stool to get something out of a cupboard.
Okay.
You don't need just one or two legs. You'd tip over. Three you could do, but I would trip. So four, you need four good strong pillars to keep yourself in balance so that you can handle things. And women, my goodness, we handle so much. We multitask. We're the linchpin of the family.
So we need four legs to stay balanced.
Yeah. And you know what I'm going to say those legs are, because I talk about these every time.
Oh, you assume I remember them. Go ahead. One.
Nutrition and hydration.
Nutrition.
Healthy eating. And keep hydration.
Okay, that I do.
Keep your body strong. Health checkups.
Is that number two?
That's number two.
Health.
Just your health. Stay on top of your doctor visits, your labs.
Yeah, I do that.
Your
I know there's one in here. Are you going to hit me with exercise?
That's the next one.
Yeah, that's number three that I...
Okay, but it doesn't have to be sweaty exercise. It can be movement. It can be walking. It can be stretching. And I bought a little thing to leave with you here.
Okay, read
about
it to
chair
me.
Yoga. I
got
You're it online.
Evil. How cute.
Six benefits of chair yoga and eight poses to get you started, complete with the photo. So I think that's great.
Thank you. I'll look at that. My son Tyler goes to yoga a couple times a week.
Oh, well, it's good.
And he's, what, 33? So
I was pretty athletic. And then when they talked about doing yoga, I'm going, you're just sitting around stretching. How dull. Until I tried it.
It's difficult.
It does take strength. The benefits of chair yoga, there's six of them here, says improving your strength, improving your flexibility, improving proprioception, which is where your body is in space, I guess.
Oh.
Reduces stress, improving mental clarity. It's a way to meet people and improves pain management.
Wow.
So it's a win-win. So, Joey.
Thank you, honey. That's my Christmas present.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And the fourth one?
The last one is we also have to have emotional and spiritual balance.
Oh.
You have to wrap the day up well at the end of the day. You have to, and I give examples of that I have here before. Mindfulness, meditation, taking time, you know, getting outside, spending time as women, taking care of ourselves before we take care of the children.
That's where I write down three things that went well for me that day.
Ah, yes.
Then I watch Jeopardy. Then I'm either happy or sad if I get final Jeopardy. But I my big one's the exercise. But I'll look at the chair yoga thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good idea.
And I love that idea of wrapping the day up well. Like you said, three positive things at the end. Then you go to sleep well. And my mom always said you sleep better with a clear conscience.
Oh, see, or don't go to bed angry and all those things.
Yes, all those things. Yeah.
When we were married. Are you still married?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
man.
Did you hear that, Joey Pals? Edit. Nigel. Beep.
No. You know, this is a second marriage for both of us, and we both appreciate it more and spend, I think, more time working on it.
Go to your second one first, huh? Have your second baby first. Something like that. We're visiting with Kathy Allison. Okay. Her topic today is staying in balance through the Christmas holidays. Number one is eat nutritious food and stay hydrated. Number two is keep up with your own health. Put yourself first, actually. Three is the dreaded exercise, but she has six benefits of chair yoga. And number four is stay emotionally and spiritually balanced
too. But I have another kind of nutty idea about being balanced.
I'll call this number two nutty idea.
Nutty ideas. Okay, so how do you stay balanced at a holiday party?
Okay.
Well, I like to have a cocktail now and then.
Me too.
But it's not balanced if I don't mix it up. So if I have an alcohol drink, then I'll have a water drink next. Maybe something with caffeine if it's in the evening because I'm not a night person. So, yeah.
Do you know what I do?
I'm a two drinker, you know, one in each hand.
Here's my trick. Okay, let's say I start off with a glass of red wine. As I sip it, I add my water. And I keep sipping it because I like the prop. Mm-hmm. In my hand. And maybe the other people I'm dining with are having an additional drink. I'm just adding to my original one. By the time we're through, mine looks like rosé wine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've just had the one glass.
Right. And what I love is that it's a habit.
It's the prop.
Anybody that quits smoking will say the same thing. They need something in their hand.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the nutty ideas to keep in balance. You're drinking.
But then change and drink something. I like club soda with a splash of cranberry.
I like diet tonic water.
And everyone thinks you're, I don't need alcohol to be happy. I'm already pretty happy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me on drugs is a scary thought. And I've also gotten where I was I go through phases. I don't drink diet sodas anymore, but I went through a diet rum and coke. Or diet coke and rum, not diet
I
rum.
I don't think rum.
No, hello. And the first one would be diet coke and rum. The next one would just be diet coke with the lime.
There you go.
Every other one.
I think if you add lime to anything, it makes it festive. So
you know what I've discovered?
That.
Diet tonic water. My friend Marty taught me about diet tonic water. So I put a finger of vodka in diet tonic water with 2 or 3 limes. It's
good,
fabulous. Huh? And I found if I do the next one with no vodka, I can't tell the difference. So what does that say about my taste buds? And nobody knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's tall. It's refreshing. Okay, that was tip number one, nutty ideas. You got another one?
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit about, referring to my comment about being around people you might not want to be around.
Yes.
We've got to protect ourselves from negative and toxic stuff. Put up your boundaries. It's okay. Just because somebody's talking doesn't mean you have to pay attention.
Protect ourselves with what kind? What did you say?
With boundaries.
Boundaries.
So, of course, like in anger management, walk away. But it's also okay to say, that's interesting, but that's not what I want to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change the subject. And then there's always the, if all else fails, how's that chocolate? Isn't that the best?
That's adorable. We got time for one more.
I wanted people to think a little bit about the new year is coming up. And this is a great time now to take stock of your family, yourself. Where do you see yourself
in
a year?
You've got a new beginning. Look at it that way.
And all societies, doesn't matter, Christian or not, have the new year idea. So take stock of where you're at, how you want to improve, where do you see yourself in a year, and then start working towards it.
Set goals for 1 year. That's not far out.
Mm-mm.
That's great. I'm writing.
I usually have the same goal every year, being a social worker. I'm always caring for others. So my New Year's resolution is always take as good a care of myself as I do everybody else.
Mine's always to lose weight, and it lasts a week.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try and do something better. I've always wanted this show to make the world better. That means a lot to me.
Do what you can to make the world better. Isn't that the best New Year's resolution?
Leave it better than you found it.
I like that one, Joey. Yes. That's great.
Where will you be for Christmas, sweetie?
I'm going to be home.
Yeah,
we had
home.
A busy Thanksgiving, so we're going to be home, and it's going to be quiet, and I'm going to do kind of like an open house.
Anybody come over
at noon? No earlier.
Until noon, and set a definite time. Noon to 4. 4 to 6.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Set a definite time. That's my tip to you.
And just pop in and just, I'm going to make gingerbread and just kind of just hang out. Just enjoy the holidays.
Let's enjoy this. We did, when I had young children, we did our presents Christmas Eve because Christmas morning was for Santa.
Ah.
And now that they've all grown up, Santa can take care of me. Kathy Allison, how can people continue the conversation with you?
Desert Oasis Behavioral Health. It's 760-969-5277.
Next time you come see us, we'll be doing 5 days a week live radio.
That's so exciting.
And it'll be 2022.
I have a hard time writing the dates. I don't know about you, but
I still put 19 sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It went too fast.
2022.
Well, bless your heart, sweetheart. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut. They're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call, get this, the name of the gal who owns Liberty Trees is Sequoia. Is that a great name for a tree lady? 406, that's Montana's area code, 406-531-8018. Merry Christmas.